from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for being here today. I have a statement to read regarding the investigation of Yolanda Bindick's murder. Following the murder of Yolanda Bindick on August 10th, 2004 in the city of Jamestown, Jamestown police officer Michael Watson was identified as a person of interest in her murder. The father of Yolanda Bindick's youngest child, Clarence Carl Cart, was also identified as a person of interest in her murder. Unfortunately, the multi-year investigation has not resulted in an arrest. In June of 2022, investigators of the Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office Unsolved Cases Team were assigned to re-examine the unsolved murder case of Yolanda Bindick. During the past 2 years, the Sheriff's Office investigators have thoroughly investigated the unresolved questions surrounding the two individuals originally named as persons of interest. Since June of 2022, a total of 176 interviews have been conducted by the investigators, including multiple interviews of Michael Watson, who has cooperated fully with the Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office investigation. Sheriff's Office investigators, in cooperation with the FBI Crime Laboratory Division in Quantico, Virginia, also reviewed and analyzed evidence from the victim's vehicle. Vehicles belonging to Watson, a vehicle belonging to Carl Cart's girlfriend that he was in possession of the night of August 10th, 2004. Also, a surveillance video from the Quick Fill store located at 161 Flavanna Avenue, medical records for the victim, and other physical evidence which the Sheriff's Office cannot disclose at this time. After a 2-year investigation, the Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office has found no credible evidence that Michael Watson was involved in the murder of Yolanda Bindick. The Chautauqua County's office, Sheriff's Office, no longer considers Michael Watson as a person of interest in this case. With Michael Watson being eliminated as a person of interest, the sole remaining person of interest in Yolanda Bindick's murder is Clarence Carl Cart. During the review of the physical evidence, this investigation, the Sheriff's Office investigators located video of Cart inside the Quick Fill store at the same time Bindick finished her work shift at the Family Dollar store. The Quick Fill store and the Family Dollar store are located across the street from one another. Today, Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office is releasing two images from the store video, which has never been released to the public. And they're over on the side wall there. The first still photograph shows Cart exiting the store and looking at the direction of the Family Dollar store parking lot. The second still photograph shows the vehicle Cart was driving the night past in the front door of the Quick Fill, heading towards the Flavanna Avenue exit. Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office is also re-releasing a photograph of Cart approaching the counter inside of the Quick Fill store the night Bindick was murdered. Sheriff's Office is releasing a photograph of the actual vehicle the Cart was driving the night Bindick was murdered. And the Sheriff's Office is also releasing a photograph of Yolanda Bindick's vehicle parked in front of the Family Dollar store on Flavanna Avenue. Anyone who saw Cart or either of these vehicles near the Family Dollar store located at 176 Flavanna Avenue in Jamestown or the Arby's restaurant located at 346 Flavanna Avenue in Jamestown or at the Boutwell Hill State Forest in the town of Charlotte on August 10th, 2004, between the hours 8 p.m. and midnight, is asked to contact the Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office. Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office has continued to actively investigate the murder of Yolanda Bindex and will provide further information as warranted. The Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office will have no further comment about this investigation at this time. However, there is a confidential tip line that has been established in this case. The Yolanda Bindex murder investigation tip line phone number is 716-703-5955. Anyone with information about Yolanda Bindex murder can call this number to speak with an investigator. Thank you.
Was there anything specific that made them eliminate Michael Watson as a person?
Through the thorough investigation.
Was there DNA?
At this time, we're going to say, through the investigation.
What is Mr. Clark's whereabouts now, do you know?
I don't know.
Because the reports have been, he had been in Florida, and that there have been arrests.
Yeah, at this time, we're not going to answer any further questions.
Wouldn't that help, though, with this case, if people knew his whereabouts?
I don't know.
Can you come up to the podium if you're going to speak?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ann Chmielewski, Yolanda's sister. It's been 20 long, painful years, and I had a statement that I was going to read, but I'm not going to read that. We just continue, as you could tell. We're constantly fighting for justice for Yolanda, and with the new investigators on this team, we are confident that we are so close to having this solved. And we just still ask that anybody with information, there is still $16,000 available from the FBI as an reward, or whatever, for information, because people are talking, and there are people out there who have claimed that so-and-so brags about it, and we need those people to come forward, even if it's anonymously, which we expect, but we've 20 years is long. Yesterday, as I read this announcement, I had the TV on and I happened to see a 31-year-old murder, cold case murder in Indianapolis was solved by DNA and the new technology out there. I mean, we can only hope that that's still an option for us, but really we need just people with information to come forward, and we just keep asking for that and thank everybody for their prayers and every support and through this.
If I could ask you a question.
Sure.
I know that this has been going on for a long time, and is there anyone in the family, including yourself, who maybe have followed the whereabouts of Clarence through either social media or talked? Do you guys have any idea where he might be?
I can say that we are on top of everything. So, yeah.
Has he tried to make any contact because he shared a child with your sister?
I don't think I've ever spoken to him, me personally. We obviously have contact with my niece, Yolanda's daughter, but as far as he goes, no.
Did she ever voice that he was threatening her, or was there something that you can think about now looking back that could have led up to this?
I've actually never lived in Jamestown myself. She was younger, and they moved from Buffalo, so I didn't know him. I didn't know of him until after she went missing. I've learned a lot about him over the years. He's not a very nice person. I don't know if he's changed now, but apparently I'll leave it at that.
If someone is watching tonight and has information, what would your message be to them?
Okay, well, either we're all on social media, Facebook or Instagram, or there's private ways of contacting family. But I would say really the investigation, the cold case unit specifically, the investigators there have been, they've been very thorough in their investigation. And I would definitely say maybe reach out to the tip line, 716-703-5955 is what I would say.
And do you mind saying and spelling your first and last name for us?
It's Anne, A-N-N-E, Chmielewski, C-H-M-I-E-L-E-W-S-K-I. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Is there any way you could have these like electronically for the newsrooms or anything like that?
No. The photos? Are you referring to the photos?
Yes.
I'm looking at the team in the back. I apologize.
Yeah, we can send them.
Yes, we can get them sent out.
Thank you.
Yes. I do want to add one thing. This is...
Are you going to the board?
Yes. As Ann had mentioned, not to want to correct Ann, but she said cold case. We like to call this an unsolved case team. We have, unfortunately, 25 unsolved cases that this our team is working on, and they're working diligently on all of them. Right now, you know, as we're focused on the Yolanda Bindix case, but they continue to work on each and every one of them. And we want the families and the community to know that we're not going to stop working on those cases. So, thank you.
How close are you, though, in closing on him? The family seems to maybe know where he is. How closely are you working with them, and why don't you really know where he is?
I might know where he is. Okay, yes. But truly, it's a speculation. But right now, we want to move forward with the investigation and keep that going. So, thank you very much.
Sheriff, could you identify who's on the unsolved case team?
Oh, yes. So our unsolved case team is Tom Tarpley and Tom DeZino, both investigators. He and their supervisors are Sergeant Luke Johnson and Lieutenant Alex Nutt.
Sheriff, is this the unit, too, that Congressman Langworthy had helped to provide some federal funding for? Is this the same task force?
Yes, sir.
And that's still intact? That's continuing the program?
That program is still continuing, and those funds were really designated to be able to send evidence out for DNA testing to private labs, which are relatively expensive. So that's why that money was very beneficial to the team.
Is the FBI still involved then too?
We include as many agencies as we can. We like to collaborate with as many as we can, and we've had great cooperation from the agencies within this county as well as our federal partners.
Our law enforcement agencies in other parts of the country, I know you don't want to go to Florida, I understand that, but are other law enforcement agencies around the country involved with you as well trying to help resolve this?
I would say we're always working whatever municipalities that we can that we think might be able to assist us throughout the country.
In other states then?
Throughout the country, yes. Yes. All right, thank you very much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.